We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know
it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Ah, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You've got Pete and Mike across the way. Andrew with your updates as we go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 Pacific, Monday through Friday. We come to you 3 hours each and every day, Sirius and XM 206 app as well. And make sure to download the podcast. We appreciate that each and every day.
Yes.
Apple Podcast and Radio.com. A couple ways you can do that. Plus, here's the other thing. Make sure you favorite on Radio.com. Mm. Favorite CBS Sports Radio. Because what that will do for you on a day-in, day-out basis is they'll send you push-button notifications as long as you activate them when they ask you to do it.
Yep.
And whatever guests we have coming on, whatever we're coming up, whether it be 1v1, BCS, Memory Lane, the three undercard, you'll get those notifications in terms of a reminder because everyone's got a busy life. Everyone's got a lot of things going on, and we certainly appreciate everyone in our listening audience, our vast listening audience, listening to us each and every day. And you guys do a great job on social media and reacting on the phones as well. You'll get that notification about what we're talking about. We got a great guest coming up, Mikey B's. We've had a number of great guests throughout the course of the last 10 months. You'll get that notification as well. Just make sure you favorite CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Moose. Good job there, man, because that's important, you know, and that's something we probably should have said more recently, as we just learned. But it's important.
And we would have if we knew.
What Moose is saying, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I was trying to take the high road. So,
you teed me up, Taz.
No, I know. It's all good. No, you're right. I mean, what Moose is saying there for everybody to listen, it's very important. You know, so you got to favorite it and go, and if memory serves me right, you do that on the app, right, on the CBS Sports app, or Radio.com app, I should say.
Radio.com.
Yeah, I don't know if you could do it on the CBS Sports app. You could listen to the show. That's another way, by the way, guys. You could listen to the show.
Correct.
Is on the CBS Sports app. Scroll all the way to the bottom of that large menu of all those sports, and it basically is through Radio.com. But it's the CBS Sports app you can listen to. But to your point, favorite on Radio.com app, which I remember the Radio.com app a couple of years ago, and you know this, Moose, wasn't as good as it's been the past probably 6 months.
Yeah.
They've done a great job. The tech people, they have some new people involved now. And it's Radio.com has become really, 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 really awesome. It's a really good way to listen to all the shows here on CBS Sports Radio, not just us.
Yeah, it has. And listen, I was joking around. We were joking. It's something that's new in terms of these notifications. Just like anything else, you go to, say, a news website, CNN, or you go to they'll notify you of breaking news. Just like
right.
that.
Correct.
You'll get that. They'll send it to your smartphone, regardless of device, whether it be an Android device, an iOS device, an Apple phone, iPhone.
No flip phones. Work on flip
not
phones.
On flip phones, but not many people use those anymore. But you'll get the push button
except
notification.
For the wide receiver. What's his
as
name?
Long as
what's
it's
his name?
Right.
It's the Saints. What's
yeah,
his
Michael
name?
Thomas.
Thomas. I couldn't remember his name.
but you, as long as it's a smartphone, you'll get those push button notifications. Just make sure you favorite CBS Sports Radio on Radio.com.
That's
all right.
Awesome job.
Let's get to it, the three.
All right.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
The Warriors drama. Let the speculation begin.
Right, and the speculation is impact. Season long. I mean, Taz and I are both in agreement. They're going to let bygones be bygones. And the Golden State Warriors are still the overwhelming favorite, Taz, to win the NBA championship. Now, individually, relationally, and the impact long-term in terms of Durant leaving. It's open to debate and open to query, open to conversation. Maybe some believe that Durant was already out the door, or maybe this, as Taz pointed out, he took an approach and an interesting one that maybe this drives Durant to stay at Golden State. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you I know exactly what Kevin Durant is going to do. I didn't think he was going to leave Oklahoma City when he left for Golden State. He did. But there's going to have to be some mending of the fences. Steve Kerr, and he's a very, very good coach. and a good players coach, Taz.
Yep, yep.
He's going to have to do some things here to try and mend the fences here and get everybody on the same page, because we could debate whether or not, you know, Green deserved to get suspended. The words that he used cut deep to Kevin Durant. And Durant is the second, arguably, I mean, he's the second best player in the world.
Yeah, well, correct. And, yeah, for those that didn't hear, like, earlier, like, we were promoting the podcast of the show. Listen to the first hour. You know, Moose and I were definitely on different, different sides of the fence on this. We had a kind of a heated debate.
We did.
And that
happens.
Debate. That is debate. And there was debating also with callers. So it was great interaction by the fan base. No matter if I agreed with you or not, or if Moose agreed with you or not, it's as long as we're respectful towards each other. Sometimes I can get a little loud. You know, I know. What I was brought up.
As can I. We could both get. Passionate.
I'm glad you said that, because you get louder than me.
We could both get loud. But the point being is that we're respectful for the most part.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's because I know you too long. I know how you are. That's a little. Everything was great until you go. For the most part.
I'm joking.
Come on, bro.
I'm joking around.
People need to go listen later on to the first hour of this, because it was good. It was a good heated debate.
It was great. It was a very good. And everyone really dominated the first 90 minutes of the show. It really did.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, and Taz, really, ultimately, we talk a lot about the NBA on this show, and rightfully so. It's the second most popular sport, but it's really not necessarily all about X's and O's. You know, the LeBron stuff as we closed out the last hour.
Right.
Jimmy Butler, Minnesota, now Philadelphia 76er. And now you have the stuff in Golden State. You know, the Carmelo Anthony drama down in Houston with the Rockets. It's all that stuff.
It's the personalities.
It's the personalities of the game that's driving the popularity of the game, where people are invested in the individual players, not just the teams, and they can't get enough of it. It's like a daytime soap opera.
Yep, it really is. And I said it earlier, it's like the way these NBA players, they build their brand. They are they build their brands individually, and they rapidly become stars. And not just the way they play, it's the way they are as entertainers on social media and to the media. And it's very easy. It's kind of riveting to listen to some of these guys and how they are conducting themselves. Now, I don't mean negatively. I mean a lot of the positivity, some of the negativity. Don't matter. The drama at the end of the day, you like it. They're like motion picture stars without being in motion pictures. They really are. They become stars. These NBA guys. They really are. It's amazing. And I really believe it's different than like NFL players. They become stars too, but I think because you could put such a face on these players because they're not wearing helmets. They're wearing basically a tank top and shorts at the end of the day, and they're playing hoops, you know, as opposed to football players wearing full gear, and you really sometimes you can't see their faces unless they're the big star. So if Tom Brady walked by in the street, you know who Brady is, but, you know, you might not know who Edelman is. You know what I mean?
Right. You might realize you see him and you realize him that it's him, two blocks later.
Yeah.
You're like, I know who that guy is. And all of a sudden it hits you and that guy's gone.
Yeah.
So. But you're right. Yeah. It's intriguing. It's fascinating. And now everyone can't wait for the next chapter of what transpires out in Golden State. And for Adam Silver, that's exactly what he wants.
Number two.
LeBron James passes Wilt Chamberlain for fifth on the NBA's all-time scoring list.
Yeah. There's no debate in the greatness. There's no, Taz, it's just the, you know, he's going to continue to climb and climb and climb.
Yep.
The brilliant career that LeBron James has had. We've had debate whether he's one, whether he's two. But those numbers are, got to remember, he came into the league at 18. You know, he's now in his early to mid-30s. He's going to continue to play basketball for quite some time, and he's going to continue to go out there and rack up. He drops in 44 last night. The Lakers have won four straight games. They're now 8-6 on the year. They're still a putrid defensive team, but he's gonna continue to ascertain and climb up those scoring charts because it's just who he is. I mean, he's an unbelievable talent. He does get buried on, and for all of our West Coast listeners, I don't want to sound like just an East Coast biased guy. It does get buried, the fact that it is out West, that it is starting so late. The Laker fan out in L.A. could care less. And just get used to it. Just like Drew Brees is getting all the records in the National Football League, You're going to see LeBron James continue to climb up the scoring chart and ascertain other records in the NBA as well.
Yeah, he really, it's really, he's something to see. I mean, no matter who he's playing for, you know, the Heat, Cavs, no matter what, Lakers.
Oh.
And the guys that he's playing around, that are playing around him, he makes them better. And they're legit as it is. Guys like Kuzma, guys like the kid Ball, you know, Ingram. These guys are all, you know, tremendous players. And it's cool. It's cool, too, because LeBron, you know, he's always shared the rock, right? He's had 9 assists or 10 assists yesterday, yeah. I think it was. You know, he's moving the ball around, which is good. And you know, but you're right. Defensively, Lakers got some issues.
Oh, terrible.
They do. So, but they beat a 10-4, 10 at the time, were 10-3, the Trailblazers, Portland last night. You know, so it's pretty good. You know, beat them 126-7 to 117. I think you just said that. So it's impressive to see this guy at his age, LeBron, and what his body has been beat up all the years of playing ball at the level he plays. But he keeps himself in amazing condition all the time. His nutrition's on point. You know, he's a beast mode athlete for sure.
Yeah, no question. And he's continuing to show it now with the LA Lakers.
Number 3.
Packers versus Seahawks tonight in critical NFC matchup.
Be a good game here, man.
Going to be a good one. Seahawks coming off a tough loss on the road in Los Angeles. Packers coming off a daylight victory at home against the Miami Dolphins. I think it'll be an entertaining game, you know, but the Packers got to win. You know, the Packers, this is, and both teams have got to win. They do. But, Taz, I look at Green Bay. I don't know if you do. I look at Green Bay differently than Seattle because I look at the Packers, if they get into the playoffs, because of Rodgers, as a more dangerous team than I would look at Seattle. I know Wilson, how special he is at quarterback,
right.
But he's not the best quarterback in the league. Aaron Rodgers is, even with Patrick Mahomes nipping at his heels because he's climbing up those charts each and every week. Green Bay's got to win tonight. They're a 4-4-1 team. Seahawks are 4-5. You got two desperate teams to get us going. Week 11, a little Thursday night football in Seattle.
Yeah, man. Look, and I agree with everything you said about Aaron Rodgers and those young receivers around him. He makes them great. If you're going to the postseason here, comparing them to Seattle. But I got to tell you, watching Russell Westbrook last week against the Rams. And watching, I mean, I almost forgot how great of a game manager and winner. He's just a winner.
Yeah.
Like, Westbrook, I'm calling him.
Wilson.
Wilson. Yeah, W's guy.
Yeah.
He's special. And a guy who's not a big guy. It's well documented. He hardly can see over those offensive linemen. He is just really, Russell Wilson, just special to watch. He's a clutch guy. Am I saying he's better than Aaron Rodgers? No, I'm not saying that. I would never
say. He's a winner.
He's a winner. Exactly.
Yeah, he is. And Seattle, I expect this to be a game test tonight in the fourth quarter. Anybody's game.
I think so, too.
I think Seattle's going to have every chance to win the game.
They're home.
They're
tough home, dude. They're tough at home.
You know? And you mentioned it. Wilson, Baldwin is healthier. They can run it. We finally saw Penny last week.
Yep.
Their first-round pick out of San Diego State. He had one breathtakingly good run.
Amazing.
For a kid his size and the cut that he's able to make, the size and speed quotient. If he's able, and the biggest issue, he's been his own worst enemy this year because he's been fat. And he was out of shape.
Chunky.
Yeah, when he showed up at camp, he was overweight.
He's a chunky kid at camp.
Which I find to be amazing. When you're a high pick and you're showing up at camp overweight, I mean, I find to be utterly
and
completely.
Confusing. Yeah,
it is confusing.
You have plenty of time to get in shape.
Yeah, well, you're a paid professional athlete, Taz. I mean, come on. This is what you're getting paid to do on a day in, day out basis. Watch your weight and work out and keep yourself in shape. But I like the Packers tonight. I think they win the game. What say you?
La 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 la. That's my thinking sound. Well, you got to give the line. You can't. The Seahawks are -3.
Yep.
I'll take the 3 and the pack.
Yeah,
I think upset victory. I made a mistake. I'll take the 3. I'll take the Seahawks.
Oh, see, yeah. So the Packers are -3 tonight.
Correct.
Right. So Packers are minus.
Oh, my bad. The Packers are -3.
Packers are -3. So you're gonna take Seattle in the 3.
Yes.
So I'm going to take the Packers.
Seattle because they're home. Yeah, I'm going to take Seattle. You're going to take Green Bay. So we'll see what happens.
We're going to chat with Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, go around the National Football League. Before we do that, though, I want to throw another thing into the mix. Did you see the Steelers yesterday? In the locker room.
Le'Veon Bell's done in
Pittsburgh. They kept his locker intact. And then when Le'Veon Bell basically turned his back. How about the fact that.
It's like a yard sale.
Before we get to. How about the fact that Roethlisberger texted him on Tuesday?
I know.
And Le'Veon Bell didn't even respond.
Didn't reply.
You want to tell, we talk about hurting your marketability and hurting yourself in terms of free agency. Now, he's going to get paid because he's a special player. I get it. I don't know if he's going to get as much as he thinks he's going to get and his agent thinks he's going to get this offseason. Roethlisberger reaches out. Listen, you could do whatever the hell you want to do, but somebody reaches out to you and you don't even have the common decency, a guy that you played with for, what, the last five years of your life, and you don't even respond to him,
that's
Taz?
That's just messed up.
That's so disrespectful,
I mean, you
one.
Can't say, look, I'm sure that Bell had a ton of texts. It doesn't matter. You got to see that text from Roethlisberger. Come
yeah.
On. It's a bad job.
Right. That's a terrible job. Really. And then his former Steeler teammates raided his locker.
Yeah. Took his cleats.
Bud Dupree.
Bud Dupree. Yeah.
thanks for the cleats, bro.
That's
or
right.
He called, thanks for the cleats, my man. Air Jordan. He had Air Jordan Nike cleats.
Oh, wait. He wears a 12? Oh, so do I.
Yeah, give me those. I'm going to wear those. They raided everything in his locker.
Taking his deodorant, his hairspray.
It's fantastic.
Aquanet.
Isn't it not?
It is. It's
that is great.
Oh, look at that hoodie. That's nice.
You know they couldn't wait to do it either.
Yeah, they were. Because usually, you leave it a locker intact. Because, you know, it's like
the guy's coming back. It's respect.
It's like, you know, it's like if you work in at an office and someone's, you know, you don't touch someone's stuff and you don't walk into somebody's office and say, oh, wow, look at that bobblehead. I'm going to steal that. You don't
you don't. Well, that's someone's personal stuff.
Right,
you don't
be
a thief.
That. Yeah, you don't do that. I mean, I'm tempted at times here.
Right.
But I don't. You know, I'm tempted to go into Boomer's office and take his 80-inch TV. Figure he might notice that and put it on my back.
You should have seen when they delivered that puppy.
Really? You were here when they delivered it?
Yeah, it was sitting out right. It was sitting right outside here.
I would have kicked it. I would have
for like a good 2 days.
I would have kicked it,
Mark.
You know what?
I was working weekends. They had guys come in special on the weekends to install it.
Wow, yeah. That's when you know you're over.
Here's Bud Dupree, the Steelers linebacker, on taking Le'Veon's cleats. Hey,
Yeah, man. I appreciate the cleats, my guy. Appreciate the cleats, my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? But I hope you the best, man. Wish you success, my guy. But appreciate the cleats, man. I'm taking it all off and on, bro.
What are you
going
to do with this?
Man, I hope you get that dead leg right.
Dead leg.
Yo, I got to get your finger.
Got to get that dead.
Oh, that's tremendous.
I think that's like dead legs. If anybody knows, I don't know if they use this term in hockey. I know in lacrosse, it's like a toe drag. Like, what you do with your stick. A toe drag's with your stick where you kind of fake a guy out, you juke. I think a dead leg, it's more like when you're a running back can cut. So it's like, and Le'Veon Bell's so good at his cuts.
Right.
It's like a dead leg, like he could drag his leg in a defensive player.
Like you're going to act like you're going to go
correct.
One way and you go
so
the other.
I think, I'm pretty sure that's what Dupree's told, but it's very funny.
I love the guys laughing at the background. The laughter is just tremendous.
It's just attack of the locker room.
We're talking to Ryan Wilson. We will next. CBS Sports go around the National Football League. It's Taz and Moose on a Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Ryan Wilson will join us, talk a little NFL here momentarily. Andrew's in the house. Final time this morning. What's up, Andrew?
Guys, hello again. So on his way to 44 points last night, LeBron James passed Wilt Chamberlain for fifth on the all-time scoring list. LeBron mixed in 10 rebounds and 9 assists for a 126-117 win over the Blazers. The bad news, Rajon Rondo broke his right hand in the fourth quarter. He's likely out until around Christmas. Former Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey back in Toronto last night. His new team, the Pistons, got him a win, I think.
Calderon gets it in. Bullock. They won it! Reggie Bullock for the win.
Mark Champion, I think. Rick Mahorn yelling in the background on Pistons radio. Reggie Bullock, the game-winning lay-in off an inbound pass at the horn. 106-104 the final. The Raptors losing consecutive home games after a 7-0 start there. The Sixers lost Jimmy Butler's debut, 111-106 in Orlando, while the T-Wolves topped the Pelicans, 107-100. The Thunder stayed hot, 128-103 over the Knicks. And the Jazz, embarrassed in Dallas, 118-68, 50 points, the worst loss in their Utah history. Another impressive night from Duke freshman Zion Williamson.
Jackson guarded by Zion. Tried to cross him over, could not. Now has to get rid of it. Cross court. Tipped by Jones, taken away by Duke. Jack White collects. A hit ahead for Trey Jones. Over the shoulder pass. Right to Zion! Flying in for two more!
That's David Shoemate on the IMG Blue Devils Network. Williamson, 21 points in an 84-46 decision over Eastern Michigan. Number 10, Kentucky beat North Dakota, 96-58. And number 18, Michigan blew out 6th-ranked Villanova, 73-46 in Philly. Indiana took down number 24 Marquette, 96-73. Kansas football needs a new head coach. AD Jeff Long reportedly met this week with Rams senior offensive analyst Jed Fish. Joey Bosa on the field for Chargers practice yesterday. First time he's done that since before their opener. Bosa's been out since with a bone bruise to his left foot. Head coach Anthony Lynn wouldn't rule out Bosa playing this weekend against the Broncos. Jacob DeGrom and Blake Snell won the Cy Young Awards last night. The Mets righty and the Rays lefty each had sub-2 ERAs. DeGrom's 10 wins, the fewest by any winning starting pitcher. And in the NHL last night, Vegas shut out Anaheim 5-0. The Jets beat the Capitals 3-1. Guys?
Thank you, Andrew. Great stuff as always, brother. Let's hit the guest line. Let's welcome aboard Ryan Wilson now. CBS Sports covers the National Football League NFL Draft. Hey, Ryan, Taz of the Moose with you, bro. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning, guys.
Ryan, let's start here. The return of Bosa for the Chargers back at practice. They've ripped off a tremendous winning streak. They haven't exactly played a murderer's row schedule here. But what about for Los Angeles getting Bosa? It's going to make that team even that more dangerous.
Huge, huge. They lost Denzel Perryman for the season, but to get someone like Bosa back, who is top five pass rusher the moment he steps on the field, is a big deal for a team that's sort of flying under the radar, which is, sounds weird to say when you're 7-2, but everyone's talking about the Chiefs and the Patriots, where they are now that they've lost another game. The Steelers are a team that gets mentioned, but because the Chargers are behind the Chiefs in that division, no one's really paying attention to them. And I think everyone feels like, we know what's going to happen. Either they start slow or finish strong, or they start strong and then they sort of peter out as December football rolls around. But this team looks completely different than the teams we're used to seeing. And getting Bosa back on that defense is a huge deal. And it's also worth pointing out, this offense is one of the best offenses in the league.
It really is.
Yep,
We like to make fun of Phillip Rivers for making goofy faces and throwing weirdly. But that running game is legit, and teams sleep on that. And then Antonio Gates is even playing at a high level. So they can beat you any number of ways. And adding a defensive threat like Bosa that makes it a lot more difficult than opposing offenses, that's a huge score for the Chiefs as we move forward here.
Yeah, totally agree, Ryan. Hey, man, how fun do you think tonight's going to be with these two quarterbacks we're going to get to see battle out with the Seahawks and the Packers?
This is going to be a fun game, and here's the funny thing. Not so much with the Seahawks. We know they like to run the ball, but the Packers are actually a better running team than Seattle is, and that's sort of been their bread and butter while we've waited for Aaron Rodgers to get completely healthy and get on the same page with his young wide receivers. Aaron Jones is averaging 10 yards or more once every four times he touches the ball. And that's three times more. Let's see, I think it's 7 touches for 10 yards or more for guys like Gurley, Kareem Hunt, Zeke Elliott. So Aaron Jones has sort of came out of nowhere and taken over this running game. A lot of credit goes to the offensive line as well. But that certainly makes things a lot easier for Aaron Rodgers, who we've seen at times been frustrated, partly because he's playing with young guys, but I think also partly because he's not crazy about Mike McCarthy. We've sort of seen that bubbly under the surface. It's a huge game for both these teams. Seattle's 4-5, Green Bay's 4-1, and they're both grafting for air in this playoff chase. So this is a big game. It could go either way, but I think it's funny that it'll probably come down to the running games of these teams and how these defenses try to stop these running games and ultimately determining the outcome.
Yeah, and as long as he holds on to the football, you mentioned it, Ryan, I think Aaron Jones is going to be a star. He's got the burst that you love, the speed, certainly the one-cut ability, gets downhill. I love the running style. If he didn't have that suspension to begin the year, he would have attributed himself a lot quicker in this ground game.
Yeah, and you know, it points to something else, and we see it on the other team. Rashad Penny was a first round pick. They barely used him. He had a big game last week, rushed for over 100 yards, But these teams that think that first-round picks will solve their problems when you're talking about running backs, that isn't the case. You can find these guys anywhere, and they can be effective. Aaron Jones is a perfect example of that. And he's had another under-the-radar fantastic year and a big part of that offensive success. So, yeah, just something else to watch out for and, you know, precautionary tale for coaches who obviously are not listening to me.
That's funny. Hey, man, Ron, what about the Colts, man? What do you think? They think they're about to make a run here or what?
Yes. I actually, before the season, I picked the Texans to win the division. They started slow, won six straight, and they're not playing great, but they're winning football games. But the deal with the Colts, man, their schedule is extremely easy down the stretch. Andrew Luck doesn't get sacked anymore. That is one of the biggest storylines no one's talking about. Mm. What Frank Reich has done to that to revitalize that offense. And not only that, don't forget, Chuck Pagano was a defensive guy when he arrived in Indianapolis. That defense was terrible while he was there. Frank Reich, offensive guy, comes in, gets it sorted out. That defense is playing, is balling out. Darius Leonard, their second-round pick, their rookie, that is a guy worth watching that a lot of people don't know about. He came from South Carolina State, a small school. People gave the Colts a hard time for drafting him in the second round. He is a baller. But the fact that Andrew Luck is who we thought he was, and I was concerned that he was going to have to play like Chad Pennington. I wasn't sure he could throw the ball down the field anymore once we saw him in preseason. But he has been lights out, and they have a chance to make some noise here. They got to get on the right side of 500. But the way their schedule sets up and the way they're protecting Andrew Luck, it's hard not to look at him and go, okay, we got to keep an eye on this because this could happen.
You know, when you look at around the if I had to give you a choice, Ryan, right now, in terms of the best team in the NFL, who would you say it is?
I think it's the Chiefs. Mm. I think the Rams are easy to like, and you know, you appreciate the way that Sean McVay has that team playing. But you've seen them recently, and you go, okay, this defense, there are questions there. Marcus Peters, maybe he's not healthy, maybe he's just slipping, but he's been an issue in the secondary. They got Fowler from Jacksonville, and he's helped, but he's also made some stupid penalties. But I think the Chiefs, they're getting better. I think you know what you have in Jared Goff. Not that he's at his ceiling, but you see him, you go, okay, this is what this guy can do. Patrick Mahomes is still leaving plays out there, so think about that for a second. So
yeah.
I feel like they can get better. Andy Reid has done a fantastic job coaching, and that's not a taking away from Sean McVay because everyone certainly loves what he does. But I feel like on a neutral field, the Chiefs have a good chance. Not only that, they have a good chance in Los Angeles.
Mm.
So I feel like they could go there, make some noise. It might be easier to play in Los Angeles than it would have been in Mexico City at elevation. So we'll find out. I don't want to call it a preview of the Super Bowl because everyone's calling it that. But it'll be a fun game. And I don't think Patrick Mahomes isn't afraid of anything. So he'll go in there and sling the ball around, and whatever happens, happens. But I feel like they're right now, they're slightly better than the Rams.
Ryan, how difficult of a decision was it by the NFL, if at all, to move that game from Mexico City to L.A.?
No, they didn't want to do it. The bottom line is making money, and that's the business they're in. And that's the reason the game was in Mexico City in the first place. My issue, and I'm sure the players' issue, is that you knew what the field looked like. This didn't sneak up on anyone. Yes, they sent officials down there to look at the field, and they said it was quote-unquote okay, you know, weeks ago. And it's not just because it rained a lot and Shakira had a concert that suddenly everything went south. They could have sorted this out earlier, but it didn't happen for whatever logistical reason. They did the right thing, but I think they were sort of forced to do the right thing. When you have players going on Twitter set to be involved in this game saying we're not playing on the surface, that's a bad look. You can't have a football game, the biggest game of the year right now, and not have your stars out there because of fear of injury. So it was the right reason to move it. They had a contingency plan in place, which is always the case when you have these international games, which is good news. But in the future, just sort it out. It's easy enough to say, but I feel like you had a year heads up. You can get this fixed if you want to expand the game internationally. So sort of pie on the face for the NFL, but they'll get over it, especially if this game turns out to be a really good one, which I suspect it will be.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, Ryan, let me ask you on that. Back, you know, staying on this game, this Chiefs-Rams game for Monday night in L.A., right? So, I mean, I don't know. You think that being that it did move, to Los Angeles from Mexico City, now that there's a little bit more scuttlebutt on the game, and look, it would probably have done a high number rating anyway because it's Chiefs-Rams, you think it could even help even more now that it's going to be played in Los Angeles as opposed to that they moved it because they had some scuttlebutt about it?
Yeah, if it's a good game, people will watch, and that will be the story. No one will be talking about if the score is, 35-31 at halftime, no one's going to be talking about the fact, oh, well, that's weird. This game is not in Mexico City, which is the whole reason I tuned in for. No one's tuning in for that.
Let me interrupt, Ron. I'm sorry. I think I posed it wrong. I'm sorry. What I mean is you think there's more awareness on the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You're right. Yep, absolutely. Okay. That's right. So it's one of those sort of – situations where the publicity could actually be in your favor, even though initially it wasn't. So, right, you need a big game from Mahomes. You got Goff. You got the coaches. You got the running backs. I mean, there are plenty of reasons to tune into this game.
No doubt.
And you knew about it already because of the issues that sort of blew up in the NFL's face. Nope, I agree with you.
You know, Ryan, to Dallas here, you know, and that Cowboys-Skins game on Thanksgiving could be monumental if they beat Atlanta this week. What about this Dallas team, the up-and-down nature? 2 weeks ago, they lose by 14 at home to Tennessee. Last week, go on the road, beat Philadelphia. All the speculation about Garrett's future, those calling into question about Prescott, whether or not he's a franchise quarterback. What about this Cowboy team trying to get themselves seriously back into contention here in the NFC East?
These are the questions I have. I love the fact that Jason Garrett, the world's most conservative coach, decided to go for it when he knew his job was on the line. He was faking punts and going for it on fourth down, things he would never do if it was the first game of the NFL season. I don't know why he doesn't do that more often. There's no downside to taking calculated risks that give your team a better chance of winning. And I think Dak Prescott has a lot of questions to answer. You watch him play, and sometimes he makes throws and you can't believe it. In a good way, and then other times he makes throws, and you're like, what's going on? What are you looking at?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, so I feel like you have to get Zeke more involved, and they try to do that. The defense is playing lights out. You know, I was talking about Darius Leonard for the Colts. Leighton Vander Esch is balling, too, in the
He's
middle
tremendous.
Of that defense.
Love that guy.
Pick him in a linebacker. Yep. Byron Jones is one of the best cornerbacks no one's really talking about. We know about DeMarcus Lawrence. So there are reasons to like this defense and keep things close. They're playing in Atlanta, which is where Matt Ryan's a lot more comfortable. He doesn't play quite as well on the road. But the Falcons laid an egg last week in Cleveland, so you wonder where their mind's at. The Cowboys are having some momentum, and they need to win this game, because if they win this game, that's bad news for the Eagles. The Eagles have a tough schedule going out, and they may not be able to get back in this thing with Washington at the top. And the Redskins are no guarantee to win it. They have injuries along the offensive line. Yeah. Alex Smith has not been good. So, yeah, huge game for the Cowboys. I sort of like them, and I only say that I like them better than the Eagles, I think.
Hey, let me ask you, man, about the Saints, right? So, as you know, they're hosting the Eagles on Sunday. And, dude, I got to tell you, I don't know if there's a hotter team than the Saints. I mean, can the Eagles show up? I mean, Wentz, like, what do you – I mean, is this going to be a game? What do you think is going to go on here?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a game. And this is to take nothing away from the Eagles. It's just like you pointed out. How do you – what do you do?
Dude, they're unbelievable, the Saints.
I mean, look, the quarterback's 39 years old, and he's lighting you up. And when he's not lighting you up, you got Kamara and Ingram back there running over you. Michael Thomas is the best wide receiver in the NFL, probably. Defense hasn't been great, but guess what? When you're scoring 50 points a game, you don't need to be great. If this defense was playing like it was last year, this would be one of the best teams in NFL history. Mm. So they have to sustain it, and we'll see if they will. This isn't a team that usually falters down the stretch, mostly because they have Drew Brees. I don't know what you do to stop this team. I have no idea what you do. You do the opposite of what the Bengals did last week, I suppose. But other than that, how do you keep it close? They can win on the road now. They went to Baltimore, no one thought they were going to win that game, and they won a really tough football game that got a lot of people's attention. Next week, they go to Minnesota and win that game. So, you know, we were talking about the Chiefs and the AFC. I think the Saints, I mean, if that game against the Rams happens to be in New Orleans again for the playoffs, the Rams are going to need a really good game plan to go in there and try to figure out how to stop Drew Brees.
We're talking to Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, covers the National Football League. Ryan, a couple more before we let you go. Up to Foxborough, how much concern is there and about Gronk being able to get back and stay back on the field?
No, that's an issue. That's a real issue. And Tom Curran, the local beat reporter there, I think he said the other day on the radio that he doesn't expect Gronk back after this year. So that should tell you where they're at. We know that Bill Belichick's the type of guy who gets rid of his players a year early as opposed to a year late in their career. So, and he was talking about retirement this offseason. There was conversations that he might be traded. That all said, Tom Brady needs someone to throw the ball to. Josh Gordon is a nice weapon, but they don't have the same chemistry that Gronk and Brady have had. And Edelman's 32 or 33 now, and he's never been a sort of big play down the field guy. So you need to find that guy. Chris Hogan is the guy that can do it occasionally. The good news is they play in that terrible division. So they're going to win the division. It's just a matter of how far can they get. And if they have to travel in the playoffs, that's an issue. They are unstoppable almost at Gillette Stadium. But when they travel, they're beatable. And that's something that Bill Belichick has to figure out over these next few weeks. I don't know how you do it without Gronk. The running game is okay. The defense has been okay. But these are all things that typically Tom Brady finds a way to figure out. And he's not playing well. I mean, that's the bottom line. All these other quarterbacks have been playing better as the season progressed. Tom Brady has not. And I think having no Gronk out there is a big part of that.
Yeah, and final one for stay with the quarterback slot, because Taz and I, Ryan, talk about, and we have when we run around the league, the Ravens a lot, and obviously speculation about Harbaugh's future as head coach. What about quarterback here? Flacco, we've seen a downturn. He's dealing with that hip injury. If you were the Ravens, would you roll the dice here and give Lamar Jackson a little burn at quarterback with Flacco being banged up?
Yep. And I would do it because all the speculation that Harbaugh's job is on the line. What does he have to lose? Much like Jason Garrett going for it on every fourth down now, what do you have to lose? You put Lamar Jackson out there, you're playing a Bengals team that's given up 500 yards a game, and they haven't game planned for Lamar Jackson. They game planned for Joe Flacco to stand back there. So you get Lamar Jackson out there, you give him easy throws, you get the running game involved, you get Lamar Jackson involved in the running game, and let your defense do the rest. A.J. Green's not playing for the Bengals, so you can harass Andy Dalton all day. But if you drafted this guy in the first round, and if your plan is to make him your starting quarterback, and if you're done with Joe Flacco, who's making $25 million next year, and you know you're moving on from him, what's the holdup? You're 4-5. You got to make a move. Joe Flacco's not helping you make that move. Go all in on Lamar Jackson. The worst thing that happens.
Maybe Jackson could throw the ball to himself because Flacco don't want to throw it to him.
That's right. He saw him over there.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he saw him.
So wide open. Yeah. Ryan Wilson, NFL Draft, covers the National Football League, CBSSports.com. Hey, Ryan, we certainly appreciate this morning, and enjoy the rest of your Thursday,
hey,
all right?
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. Be well. Coming up straight ahead, he didn't want to throw it to him. You're right. Dude, we got the undercard coming your way next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's a Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a chance to rest on the break. I had to go, as usual, wave the Taz and the Moose flag.
Well, yeah, you went on with Boomer and Gio and busted G and I's chops a little bit, right?
He deserved it, Moose.
There you go.
He deserved it. They think that we don't get along.
Why would they think that?
I have no idea, because sometimes we have debates. Of course, we don't go out and pound beers together. Why?
I don't know about that.
I mean, what? No, really, dude, we've been working. We're going to be together for a long time, buddy. Long time.
What did they say?
Boomer, who's my friend, Boomer made a comment, but I think it was egged on.
What did he say?
He said that you and Moose get along. It was very subtle.
Was there another question about it?
And I paused, which was probably a problem.
All right.
And then I said, no, yes, we get along. I said, sometimes we don't agree on everything. I said, not all hosts get along with each other on the air, but do we hang out off air? No, but we respect each other.
And was there a follow-up?
No, because I went on to a complete tirade on this whole thing, sitting in my car, BS from Gio started.
And what did Giannotti have to say? Did he cower?
He cowered like a mouse.
In the corner? Did he apologize?
I bum-rushed him. They didn't know I was coming in. Al Dukes was literally in front of a mic on air in the studio, and I literally just moved him out of the way.
All right, so you steamrolled Gio, but did he apologize for what he said?
No, but he did the hamada, hamada, hamada. Like, he didn't know. He was really taken off guard that I was there. He didn't apologize.
He was a good wordsmith there.
There's no...
he was a good wordsmith. So he didn't know what to say.
He didn't know what to say because he didn't expect it. You know, we got bum rushed by a giant on the show.
But I understand, you cannot expect things, but you can always, be quick on your feet and respond. So
right.
He did not respond.
Moose, he did not know, how am I doing? I can't even speak. He really did not respond well.
Wow.
He did not respond well. He was just saying, I have some questions. You got nothing. I attack. You know me. I attack.
No, I got you. So you defended yourself sitting in the car for 15, 20 minutes every day.
Because I told him, sit in the car with me. No, I didn't say that. That would have been funny, though.
Well, that would have been. Well, then we could get to another line of conversation. Right.
Why does this guy sit in the car?
Right. What is that? That's strange.
Weird.
What is going on?
No, I didn't say that. But
I'm saying, so you went in there, you defended yourself.
They
you
want to know why I freeze guys out here.
Okay.
They named guys.
All right. So who have you frozen out?
You know who I freeze out. I freeze people out. Well, I don't want to hint to that.
No, just who?
Certain people. You know,
who?
Come on, Bruce, please. When they disrespect the wrestling business, I get upset. I'm very protective.
Asinine statement at one point in time.
Right. When I'm going to have someone on my special and then they don't
promote the special while they're doing their show and talking about wrestling on a Friday, and they completely blow off that I'm doing a freaking special on the same station you're on, Evan.
Yeah. Are you going to have Monzo on Sunday night?
No.
Why not?
I forgot to ask him.
Why don't you ask him?
I should. I'm going to have Mike Johnson off from PW Insider.
No, Monzo would love to come on. Want me to text him?
Fine, text him. God, I love Monz.
Monz would love to come on. He loves talking wrestling with you.
Yeah, for those that don't know, he's Mike Francesa's producer.
Huge wrestling guy. Monzo. He's been on the Taz show before. He's been on one of your specials before.
He's one of your gambling cronies.
He is. Yeah, he's a big ponies player. He's a great guy. He's got like six kids. He's a great guy.
Thank you very much.
Help the cause out a little bit.
Him and Mike Francesa.
Should put him on Sunday night.
Moose, you just booked them. No problem. I have no problem. I'm not an egomaniac. Dude, text him.
You want to call him?
Tell him he come on in the 2:15 a.m. He come on Eastern. You want special ends at 2 a.m.
No, let's call him right now.
You going to call him? Call him. Go ahead. Call him. I'll book him right now on the air. We got time. All right. So, we're gonna get Monzo on the air. He's the producer of Mike Francesa. You guys know Mike Francesa.
Turn my mic on!
Yeah, that's oldie.
Well,
so
you're going to be on Boomer and Geo tomorrow promoting the Taz show.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want it because I'm a little annoyed.
Yeah, you should.
This is what I'm going to propose to them. I'll come into Boomer and Geo as long as Geo leaves for that segment. I want to talk with Boomer. I don't want to. And I want to talk with Jerry Recco and Al.
Well, that's
I don't
not going to happen.
I don't want Geo there.
That's not going to happen. His name is on the show. That's disrespectful. Suggestion. You imagine if one of us did that? Come on, Taz. You can't do that.
I'm going to go on Taz and the Moose, but I want Taz to leave.
Taz, okay. Get out of the room.
I am Taz.
Honestly, you better. What are you serious? And then imagine if I backed it up. Yeah, Taz, just go do some promos.
I'll take care of this.
Yeah. I'll do this interview.
It's a tough room.
Come on. That's not going to happen.
Pete Pilotti, by the way, on the special, is going to run the board for the Taz show on Sunday
night. I know.
Night.
He asked in.
Yeah, he's going to. Well, I kind of invited him. Did we have Monzo?
No answer. I'm texting and calling. I'll see if I can.
Could he be doing? He's got nothing to do.
What do you mean? It's kid time.
His kids are in school. He's got six kids.
Taz, it's 8:50 in the morning. This is prime kid time. This is taking kids to school, getting them ready for school.
College. I forgot those.
Well, Taz, I understand your son's 19.
My kid's at Lyft with his lacrosse team.
I understand. He doesn't have a 19-year-old walking around. He's got young children. Remember those days?
I do. So he's dealing with the kids. He's got six kids. That's an offensive line.
But he's booked.
Yeah.
What time's he coming on?
I don't know. We'll work around it. We'll see what happens.
Mike Johnson, what time's he on? By the way, did you get insider subscription worked out?
We're working on that.
No, come on, Taz. Seriously. Yeah, it's been weeks here. I asked you like 3 weeks ago.
I know. I'm doing a bad job of that. You're right, though.
Come on, Taz.
I got to get you your insider. The elite info. What's it called? The elite access they have.
Subscription.
Subscription. Yeah. PW Insider.
You said you'd help me out with that.
I know. But you had it, but your lack of activity.
They deactivate me. There's no deactivation.
You got to go on once in a while.
I'm also an Athletic subscriber. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden that if I'm not clicking on the links, what?
Can you give me a password for
that? $2 a month.
Well, I got you the elite PW Insider on the arm. You're charging me, you're banging me $2 a month.
This is not a conversation for on the air, Taz.
All right. Sorry, my bad.
Taz, this is not a conversation for on the air.
I scratch your back. You know what
Taz, this is an off-air conversation.
All right, no problem.
You see what I'm saying?
Dude, I don't know if I want to go on Boomer Geo tomorrow. And it's not because of Boomer or Jerry or Al.
You're going to promote your show, which is going to be spectacular on Sunday night.
The gall of that guy.
I'm surprised that Giannotti didn't have a quick retort for you.
I brought the T-shirt, by the way. I brought that up on the air. Mike, I brought the T-shirt up. About Al Dukes left the T-shirt in the studio like it was a rag, and then Bart Scott came in and acted like he was Stretch Armstrong. And
you know what's funny?
I ripped out too.
Maggie and Carlin came up to me and they're like, "What is Taz talking about with this T-shirt? What did we do?" I go, "You guys posted a video." They're like, "We did."
Wow, they really dialed in. Huh?
I go, "Yeah."
They're sitting right next.
I go,
the guy.
"It was like 5 months ago." He goes, "They're like, are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Hello.
Yeah, it's like I'm sitting like, right next to Bart Scott. He's the big, mean middle linebacker who's from Detroit.
One of you guys was laughing in the background. Scott's doing impersonations.
Of Taz and the Moose.
Right. So I didn't
what
get
are they
it.
Doing?
I swear to you.
They said she said. Wow.
Got a text from Monzo dropping the kids off.
He's dropping the kids off.
Wow. He must have a
tell
big
him Taz wants them Sunday night.
Moose, no problem. I love Moms. He's booked. We're on a spot.
He's
jumps.
Nice. Said he's on at 2:20. Taz goes off the air at 2 a.m.
No, we'll get Monzo on. Pete the Body will take Pete. You're on.
He loves you, Taz.
I love Monzo.
He loves you.
Listen, Monzo's in. Pete, Monzo's in, bro.
We out. Peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.